Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Why am I up so late? Why are you up so late? No, I was just eating a snack, chilling. It's hard for me to sleep on nights like this sometimes. What do I mean by nights like this? I don't know. When there are other people in the house. Sometimes not that I get anxious, but my mind doesn't stop thinking, going, I guess. Yeah, no problem. The cups are in the third cabinet there. And I think the Brita is full. You can pour yourself some water if you want. Or I can make you tea. I was thinking of making some too. Okay. Yeah. No, like I said, sometimes it's hard to fall asleep, so I just hang out, sometimes in my room, sometimes in the living room, sometimes down here. I write a lot, or I don't know, sometimes I do other things. And don't worry about it. It doesn't matter what other things. What's keeping you up? I see. Yeah, he is quite the snorer. At least you don't gotta live with it all the time. I'm right next door to him. I hear the snoring a lot. Yeah, I hear a lot through that wall. Yes, that does mean I heard you guys' conversation earlier tonight. I've heard a number of scandalous things you've told each other. Don't worry about it. It's not like I'd tell anyone. To be honest, we're all sort of in the same predicament, right? Like, yeah, everybody is having a bit of a dry spell these days. It's just how the times are. I swear, once this shit is done, and people can socialize like normal, we're gonna have another baby boom. It's kind of funny, actually. Everybody's like on horny mode 10 and has been for at least 6 months. You're hardly the only one. That's an inappropriate question to ask, especially of your best friend's younger sister. But yes, that includes me. I had a boyfriend at the beginning of all this, but that's another thing. this weird time has done. Fucked up a lot of people's relationships, including mine. We broke up about 4 months in. I didn't really hear or catch details if you talked about it, but you were kind of loud when you said how it's been forever and you just needed to get your dick wet. I'm sorry, it's not even like I was eavesdropping. I was literally just existing in my own room, minding my business, and I heard. I have occasionally been a little bit nosy when he's had friends over and stuff before, but I wasn't doing it on purpose this time, I promise. You're pretty cute, you know. I know that if it weren't for the panoramic, Panasonic, Pangea, what do you call it? Panama City, the Panda Express, whatever this weird fucking time is. You'd probably be doing just fine, wouldn't you? You'd probably pull all the girls. I don't know. If I were a girl that you happen to be interested in and not your best friend's kid sister, you'd definitely be able to pull me. And I'm pretty hot, so that's impressive. Thank you. Well, thanks. It's too bad, I guess, then. Him. Maybe we could have bumped into each other somewhere on campus, maybe. Or in a coffee shop. We'd be cute together, I think. But this is what it is. Yeah, no, he would kill you. Could absolutely kill you if you try to date me. Don't even. You can't tell him we had this conversation. Are you kidding? Do you know how protective of me he is? You remember that boyfriend I told you about? That I broke up with at the beginning of the panoramic? He kicked his ass. From here to Sunday, I was not present, and I didn't want to hear too many details, but let's just say you're better off not knowing the full extent. He was treating me like shit. But no. He went off. He's always been like that. Super protective. Jealous. I mean, yeah, he cares about me. And I know it's not like you would ever hurt me or like do anything, but I don't know, he's just weird like that. And I feel like that's normal anyway, to not want your friend going after your younger sister. It just sucks because, I don't know, I've kind of, don't tell him, but I've kind of had a crush on you for a while. Yes, I'm serious. Don't back away. You don't have to back away. What? He's not down here. Relax. We're just talking. Really? You've thought about me too? Like what? Is that all? Kissing me? You don't have to be shy. You can tell me. Oh yeah, you have been over in the summer. I do hang out in bikinis quite often. The pool's nice. Really? No, I never noticed. You were good at hiding it, I guess. You know, he'd only kick your ass if he found out. You could kiss me right now and he'd never know. Of course I wouldn't tell him. Why would I tell him? Yeah, I'm serious. See? Our little secret. What are you thinking? Yeah, I wish we could do more too. He is a pretty sound sleeper. we probably couldn't make it to my room or anything, but we could go hang out in the living room for a while. Sit. Can I sit in your lap? I mean, if you found us hanging out down here, no matter what the context, you'd be mad. So, fuck it. We'll be fine. You're a pretty good kisser. I like feeling your hands on my body, my waist and my hips. You could put them somewhere else. Yeah, there, on my ass. Or you could put those fingers to use somewhere else. Just untie the drawstring on my PJ pants. I'm not wearing any panties. Yeah, I am, aren't I? I'm really turned on by you. Yes, rub my clit. So good. Yeah, you can pull it inside. More. Give me more. so long. Thicker than mine. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, if you keep doing that, you're gonna make me come. Yes, already. Oh, do you know how long I've wanted this? That's your fingers. I can't imagine how good it would feel to come around your cock. Yeah, it's risky, but oh, it would feel so good. I know you want it. I can feel you. I could feel it since I got in your lap. Take off my shirt. You to see me at least. Thank you. Oh, I love neck kisses. Yes. Is it okay? Is it okay that I grind my hips into you like this? I love feeling your lips on my collarbone. On my tits. Yes. Yes, please. Please suck my nipples. They're so hard for you. I'm so fucking turned on. Oh, fuck. I don't care if it's risky. I want you inside me. I need you inside me. It'll be fine. You won't find out. You won't know. We'll be quiet. You can put a hand over my mouth if I get too loud. If he ever did find out, I would do what I could to protect you. I would defend you, of course. Please fuck me. Please, I need you to fuck me. Sit up. Push down your pants. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. You're so big. Oh, God, it looks so good. Oh, if I didn't need it inside me right fucking now, I would get on my knees and suck you off, but I can't wait. Oh, you're so hard and ready for me. I just need you to put it inside me. Please fuck me. Oh, fuck, you're inside me. This is so bad. This is really bad. Oh, but it's so good. Oh. Yes. Oh, bounce me just like that. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God. I needed this so bad. Oh. You like fucking your best friend's little sister? You like being bad? I like being bad too. Oh god, you feel so fucking good inside me.
tummy. I'm so good. God, you felt so good. I needed that so badly. It's been so long. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh. We should pull out and we should stop before he comes looking for you. Oh. What time is it anyway? Oh. To do this again, please. We'll figure it out. He doesn't have to know. Maybe. maybe I can say I'm, I don't know. I don't really go out to friends' houses like that anymore, but maybe I can say I'm staying at a friend's. And really, I can go over to your place. Oh, I don't know. Or you can stay over here again sometime. Oh. Oh. I just don't know. So good holding me, being inside me, oh, pouring, come into me. I'm so glad we did this. Shit, okay. I think I hear him. We gotta go.